So we're talking about houses that are that weren't necessarily damaged. They're still standing. But even so, there was a drop in the price of the house afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. So what happened here, and what I think is kind of interesting from a bigger scale, is that we had landscape scale change because of the wildfire that caused flooding in areas that had, there was no flood insurance, and there was no record of flooding in geologic time. This is a big challenge for related to forest management in the western U.S., because now we're having economic impacts from secondary effects of the wildfire, and these economic impacts are quite significant. Individual homeowners, this is an additional loss of wealth that they're experiencing because of the landscape change from wildfire.
And that additional loss of wealth for some people was in the, you know, the thousands of dollars.
Yes, or hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Why do you think that this happens?
This is the nature of Flagstaff, right? People want to live in Flagstaff because they appreciate views. They appreciate proximity to the recreation opportunities from the forest. When we have these events, they impact housing prices because they reflect that willingness to pay. They reflect that amenity value.
I'm just speculating, but I imagine you talked about how these floods occurred in places where there hadn't been flooding before, so maybe it seemed a little too risky to live there.
Yes, certainly the flood here, really a unique situation where, I mean, all over the U.S. we have people living near oceans and in floodplains, but that was not the case here before this event, and now it is. And so that part is an important policy questions. So there's a lot more that needs to be investigated there moving forward about how we handle these situations where we have existing infrastructure and existing homes that are now in high-risk areas that were not in high-risk areas before. And we are basically scratching the surface of that here.
Why do you think it's important to quantify these effects, to have research like this, maybe from a policy perspective?
I think numbers are used in budgeting, right? We spend X amount of dollars on flooding infrastructure, right? How does that compare to the potential loss of wealth that would happen if we didn't spend that money and we let the flood come? Right, so those types of comparisons can be really useful. And I think it also helps support more forward-looking policies, things like forest restoration and preemptive development of flood infrastructure. If we understand that there's these potential wealth effects and that they're quantified, I think it helps to understand the budgeting and ways to figure out how to move forward.
Julie Miller, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you. It's been great.